Over the past 20 years, 635 Americans have had an experience the rest of us can only fantasize about. It goes like this. The telephone rings, and when you answer, the person on the other end tells you to sit down because he has some good news that might shock you. He then tells you that you're wonderful, creative and accomplished, full of promise, and because of that, he offers you a big pile of money, a MacArthur Fellowship. $500,000 to be paid over 5 years, no strings attached. Today, the MacArthur Foundation announced the 24 recipients of this year's awards, people in a wide range of fields chosen for their outstanding creativity. Here are the voices of three new fellows who all got that phone call a few days ago.
I think they said something like, "We like what you've been doing and we want you to keep doing it," which is very sweet.
Dan Jurofsky of the University of Colorado says his mother still asks exactly what does he do for a living. He reminds her he's a computational linguist, which means he's trying to teach computers to speak more easily with humans.
So we build computer models of how that works. How do people understand speech? How do they decide what word to say next? What's going on in the mind? It drives my friends crazy because you don't want to be analyzed when you're talking to somebody.
The real challenge, says Jurofsky, is to teach voice recognition systems to be more like real people. He says one day, when you call an automated voice to make a plane reservation, it should know how to pick up on subtle messages used in everyday conversation.
So, you know, if you're talking to somebody and they go, uh-huh, uh-huh, versus if they go, yeah, they mean completely different things, and people don't really realize this. But the word uh-huh means you go on talking, you go ahead. And the word yeah means stop, I want to talk. But people don't realize that, but if you watch people talk, you can see someone saying, yeah, because they want the floor. And it's subtle, but if you study these things, you notice these patterns.
This year's other MacArthur Fellows include Jack Miles, author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book, God, A Biography. There's also a molecular biologist, a literary critic, a composer, and this woman.
I'm Liz Lerman. I'm the founder and artistic director of the Dance Exchange. We're based in Tacoma Park, Maryland.
Lerman says when she got the news from the MacArthur Foundation, she first sat down, then asked the caller to hold on because she had to leap around the room for a while. As a choreographer, she has spent much of her career leaping and teaching many others how.
These are the questions I've been asking from the beginning. Who gets to dance? And in my case, it's been really important to include people of all ages.
Lerman's works have featured dancers in their 60s and 70s. She finds people who have never danced and builds dances around them. Her company performs almost anywhere that people will watch.
The fact is that some of the most beautiful dancing we've ever done has taken place off the stage, in bowling alleys, in shipyards, you know, just in amazing places.
At an old naval shipyard in New Hampshire, Lerman choreographed a dance on top of a submarine.
One of the things we did, we had a bunch of local tap dancers come up and tap because it sounded so interesting on the metal. And we had a group of these retired WACs, Women's Army Corps. They were beautiful. Or maybe they were the Waves. I think they must have been the former Waves.
Waves were the Naval Women's Service Corps. They looked perfect on that sub, says Lerman. She likes to take on big subjects. At the moment, she's working on a piece about the human genome. Another of this year's MacArthur Fellows is Camilo Jose Vergara, who describes himself as an urban photographer. He travels the country recording how neighborhoods change over time. In a blighted section of Brooklyn, Vergara has photographed the same stretch of land for 20 years, watching abandoned buildings slowly crumble into dust.
It's extraordinary how many things disappear. That's what you see in these places. Things in the process of being erased and disappearing. And that's what draws me to them.
Like many of the new MacArthur Fellows, Vergara says he has no idea what he'll do with the $500,000 grant, but also, like many fellows, he says he loves his work and has no desire to do anything else.
My work, it's something that I have to do. I mean, you could make me the King of England. I mean, this is not going to change me. I'm going to be in the same streets and with the same people.
Camila Jose Vergara, one of 24 MacArthur Fellows announced today by the MacArthur Foundation. We also heard from choreographer Liz Lerman and computational linguist Dan Jurofsky at the University of Colorado at Boulder.